Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Fashion on my face.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Walter Kieschel III. Walter is the author of Lords of Strategy. He is a significant journalist expert and retired from that profession. You retired back when journalism was still had a good reputation.
I beg your pardon, Jim. I don't consider myself retired. I'm open for assignment.
I haven't been
beating the bushes for
you. Please forgive me.
But I did escape from the magazine industry when the Getting was good before Time Inc. was sold off for parts recently and things like that. So yeah.
Journalism is falling on hard times, and I attribute it to when you kind of bowed out a little bit. I think it went to hell after that.
We're talking about office parties.
Office parties, yeah. Holidays, holiday especially parties. Holiday office parties. How to get it to become a success and not you bet your job prom night.
Right. Well, and obviously one of the big concerns about you bet your job prom night is people drinking too much. You can go to the office party and you can say, well, I'm not going to drink too much. And you can stay true to that vow and not drink too much. But that doesn't mean you're not going to get into trouble. The point here is you got to watch out for the people, especially if it's your boss or somebody in senior
management. What if your boss drinks too much?
Who if he drinks too much? Or she drinks too much. And then she starts telling you what she really thinks of you. Or somebody else. And I've seen that happen.
I hate it.
And then, the next day, she can't remember what she said. You'll never forget what she said when she cleaned your clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a major problem.
When people get drunk, they become probably closer to the people that they really are.
Well, the old expression, in vino veritas and wine truth, is oftentimes too true.
That's right. I'll tell you, you know what my strategy is? I go early, I don't drink, and I stay a little while, and I leave.
There's an argument for that. I know a couple of people who go, they stay for no more than 12 or 15 minutes.
And I might stay longer. I might stay 30 or 40 minutes, but I don't stay 2 or 3 hours.
Right. Well, that's a serious thing.
Yeah.
So stay away from the people who are drinking too much. Also, you got to watch out for the after party. The regular party closes down, and you should have a close to the party. You should have the band strikes up, or the invitation should say carriages to call at 7 p.m., or give some signal to people that there's a designated time when the party is supposed to be over. But then you got to watch out for those parties when some of the lads or lassies say, oh, let's go over to Frank's apartment and boogie some more. They're oftentimes beware of getting into trouble at those places. All that said, we talked about the hazards of an office party, but I mean, it really can have benefits. It is a wonderful way for management to say to people, thank you for what you've done.
What do you think about instead of just letting it kind of free flow and let people act as they want, maybe even have a little entertainment?
Oh, I think that's a good idea.
So have the fun focused on something other than people, left to their own devices under the influence of alcohol.
Dancing with lampshades on their heads.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you absolutely have to have somebody who is a host or two hosts or something who are going to be, in charge, but also welcoming people, thanking people, and looking out for them. But having some entertainment is a great idea. Another thing that really
should you have drink police? Will you cut people off?
Not drink police. Well, no, you should have,
because some people come sloshed when they get there.
That's true too. And then,
I've seen that.
Then you want to call on one of their friends or somebody, a colleague who's close to them, and say, well, you got to watch out for Norman now.
Yeah.
Be careful with him, or maybe you want to take him over to the restaurant across the street or something,
mm-hmm.
or get him out of here. I used to think it was a bad idea to invite spouses, significant others.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've become persuaded that it's usually...
I think that's probably a good idea.
It is a good idea, because then... I mean, if you have children there too, you can have events like face painting and other crafts and things that everybody can
understand. Yeah, I don't know about kids at a night thing. Maybe if you had a, I don't think the kids would be. No, I don't think. I disagree about the kids.
Okay, well, if you do it in an afternoon,
because the ladies aren't going to want to get dressed up if they're kids.
That's
and,
true.
And I'm telling you, you can't underestimate. And ladies, you know I'm right. You can't underestimate how important it is to them get dressed up.
Right. No, that's true. Well, another danger of bringing spouses in is the spouses are going to come away carrying the grudge. They're going to be the ones who said, wait a minute, the boss talked to Harry three times.
Right.
He never talked to you. What's the matter with you?
You got to rein that in.
You got to rein that in and just be careful. Some people don't want to, you know, bring their spouses, but that can be true too, or okay as well. But it's also, you want to, if possible, provide some sort of forum, and maybe it is entertainment, whereby you bring together people who might not otherwise talk to each other in the course of the year. Bring somebody from accounting,
mm-hmm.
and somebody from technology.
That is a good idea. And
then have them really talk and
I think if you're the boss, you need to be doing something to make those conversations happen.
Oh, absolutely. Like a good host. You say, you know,
come over here and meet these
Diane,
people.
You know, did you know that you went to Auburn University and so did Harry over here in accounting? And maybe you two Tigers have something.
When we come back, Walter, I need your website, please.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com.
TheLordsOfStrategy.com. That's the name of the book, too, by the way, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk about some current situations with regard to holiday parties with our good friend Walter Keisher. He's done reporting on this, folks, and research. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.